You're listening to Episode 7 of Presence and Purpose, a podcast all about helping you build an authentic online presence and live out your God-given purpose. Hey, ladies. So today I want to talk about the power of our presence. So obviously, this is something near and dear to my heart. If you have looked at the title of this podcast, you could easily guess that. But you know what? What put this message on my heart is actually a recent event. So I recently attended a memorial for a dear friend's loved one who passed away. And as I was getting ready for this event and I got a card and I was trying to find the words to say, I kept having to remind myself that it's not about what I say, it's just about being there. And of course, being there for my friend, attending this event, is huge in itself, to just show up and be present and, you know, the less words, the better, right? It's not about having the right thing to say, because there's nothing you can say in moments like that that's going to make it better. And so it really does just come down to being there. And if you've lost anyone, you know this, right? I'm sure you have probably experienced this in your own life. But, you know, as I was reflecting on this event and just how powerful it is, right, to just be there and show up for someone, I couldn't help but tie it back to the fact that it's the same way in our online business. And really, what our whole online presence comes down to is our presence. And I think it's so easy for us to make it about ourselves and get caught up in different things that are really focused inwards. I think there's a huge difference between how we show up when we're making it about us versus making it about our people. I personally know I spent a lot of time making it about myself in the sense that I spent so much time making sure I knew enough and absorbing information and not really taking action because I was so worried, so focused on what people would think about me. How was I looking when I showed up? You know, it was all these things focused on me. I was totally making it about me and I wasn't just showing up for my people. And when it comes down to it, when we're in this frame of mind where we are focused on ourselves, we are being selfish and we're not intending to be selfish. But there's so much power in just focusing outwards and focusing on our people. And you know, that's kind of what I want to focus on today is looking at the things that can keep us stuck and keep us from just showing up. And helping us move past that so that we can really focus on loving and serving and being there for our people in our online business and in our life too, of course, because that presence is what's most important. So I want to touch on a few things that we can get really caught up in or hold us back from showing up. I already mentioned, you know, things like, you know, how we look. If we're trying to show up on a live video, we might feel like we have to get all dressed up or something. We're focusing on how we look in that moment when that's not what it's about, right? The message is still going to come across even if our hair is kind of crazy or we're in our pajamas. You know, we can get really caught up in what we're going to say and feel like we have to show up with really profound things to say online and give the best tips and the best strategy and the best free advice or whatever it is. When, you know, if you look at the people that you follow, I bet that's not the reason you follow them. Think about your favorite people to follow. So maybe your favorite two or three influencers, whether it's a business coach you work with or, you know, whoever it is, think about those people and maybe write down those names that come to mind. And then think about why you follow them. So pause it if you have to and think about who are those favorite people that you follow and why do you follow them? And once you've done that, I bet you will have written down things like because they're authentic, because they're relatable, because they say what I really needed to hear in that moment, or they really are encouraging, they're empowering, they're inspiring, things like that. And I want you to realize that that's why people follow you. And really let that sink in. The reason people follow you is not because you write the best tips or because you have really beautiful graphics. Those might be factors, yes, but the people that really stick around, it's because of you. It's because of the way you're showing up. I also want to share with you guys, and some of you might know this already, I actually recently closed down my Facebook group. So the community that was called Presence and Purpose, which inspired the name of this podcast, the women that are in there, you know, I recently shared that I am archiving that group. And why that relates to what I'm sharing right now is because I will be honest that one of the reasons why I was tempted to keep the group, to keep it active, even though my gut was telling me, God was nudging me to let it go, because it was not, you know, when I looked at my income producing activities, the group did not make the cut. And one of the reasons why I was resistant and wanted to hold on to it was because the majority of my audience in numbers is in that group. And my group was by no means huge compared to followings that people have in online business. But to me, it felt huge because, you know, over the past year and a half, I guess, I have been slowly, steadily growing that group and nurturing it. And I grew it to 350 women, which again, not huge compared to, you know, there's a lot of mega Facebook groups out there. But the reason why I was hesitating is because I was looking at that number and saying, but there's 350 women in this group. How can I let go of that? And of course, there's numbers in business that matter, and there's numbers in business that don't matter. And numbers like followers or group members or likes don't necessarily convert to money in your business. And if it's not making you money, you've got to take a really hard look at why you're doing that. And so I share this to say that, you know, it's easy to get caught up in those things and think about followers or vanity metrics and let that hold you back from embracing a new way of showing up. And at the end of the day, it's about showing up for the people who are actively engaging with you, who are really showing interest in you. They want to hear more from you. They are messaging you. They are commenting on your posts. They're showing up for your live videos. They are responding to your stories, you know, wherever you're showing up. It's those people that you need to show up for. It's those people that your presence is really, really making an impact on. And so holding on to something like a group that maybe you're feeling led to let go of because of something like the number of group members is really doing a disservice to the people that actually want to connect with you. right? And this is, you know, this is a very personal example for my business. But I also know that many women get caught up in their lack of followers, or their lack of group members, and they feel like they can't really show up or serve people until they have a significant number filling in that space. And that's not true. Like I said, the people that are there already, those are the people who are benefiting from your presence and really are counting on you to show up. And those are the people that it's your responsibility to show up for and to serve. If I took you back to the beginning of my business, when I was, you know, very new, when I had no headshots, I, you know, was working from my kitchen table at odd hours of the day. I had my toddler at home with me. I had a very little following. When I think about that version of myself, I remember I was so consumed with this stuff. And, you know, that's why I'm sharing this, is because it's like, I've been there. I'm still there more recently in terms of, you know, having to let go of my group. But I remember being totally consumed with all of this in the beginning of my business. And I totally let it hold me back from showing up. And there was a good, man, like 8-9 months where I really hardly ever showed up at all, because I was so self-conscious about insignificant number of group members or likes on my page or likes on my post or the way that I looked or what I was even gonna say, that it was a huge disservice to women that I was called to serve. And of course, I don't regret the journey that I've been on, but I say this to say that I know if I had started showing up sooner, if I had gotten over myself and just showed up, despite the fact that I didn't have a pretty desk to sit down and work at and do my live videos, or I didn't have 10 people on my live video watching and engaging with me, I could have started impacting women sooner. Because it's not about us. And that's why we get into business. We get into business because we want to impact the people we're called to serve with the thing that we're doing. And that's that drive, that's that pull that gets us going. But then I think there's a certain point where we start putting ourselves out there, and then we start turning inwards and we start making it about us. And it's just this continual process of refusing to get hung up on those things, refusing to make it about yourself, and continually looking outwards and focusing on your people and focusing on showing up and serving and being present, not worrying about having the right things to say or saying things perfectly or looking perfect or getting caught up in vanity metrics. Because again, that is doing a disservice to the people that we're called to serve. Because if that's hindering us, then we're not helping them. Or we're not helping them to our full capacity. So I really want to challenge you to think about, how are you showing up? How are you showing up right now in your online business? How do you want to show up in your online business? And do those things line up? Even if you only have a small following, even if it's mostly friends and family watching what you're doing, you never know who's watching and paying attention. And I want you to challenge yourself to show up as if you had a larger following in regards to powerfully serving people now, even if your following is small. And then when you get a bigger following, you will still be powerfully showing up and serving people, right? I hope that makes sense. I feel like I'm not saying that in the most coherent way, but I think you get what I'm saying. We need to show up now for the people we're serving now, regardless of the number, because it's not fair to wait until we hit a certain number in our mind that's significant enough that we really up our game and decide to really serve people, okay? So I hope this challenged you. I hope this helped you to really turn your focus back to your people. And I hope if there is something that is getting in your way from really fully showing up, that this revealed that to you and that you would be able to get over whatever that is for you, so that you can really go all in with showing up for your people who really need you right now, the ones that are paying attention and following along and wanting to hear more from you. And I'm going to invite you, if this episode has made a difference for you, if this really spoke to you, I would love if you would share this with a friend who maybe needs to hear this message also, or go head on over to iTunes and leave a review. You know, it's 2 minutes, takes 2 minutes to leave a review and a rating, but it makes such a huge impact because it helps other women hear this message too and get connected. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon.